so much talk, obviously, from a Chicago standpoint with Brent's 1,000 games tonight. You had a chance to play with him. What comes to mind when you say Brent Seabrook's name?
I mean, I could go on for days, but, 1,000 games, like, it's an honor. Like, that's a privilege. Like, he's done a lot of good things around here, and, you know, he came in with the grind, and, they've had some really good seasons, and, you know, to play 1,000 games in the NHL, a lot of people dream to do that. So, you know, great for him, and it's great.
Special for you to be here tonight for it?
Yeah. I mean, it's always nice to see something like that. It's a good friend. So, I can't wait.
I remember him saying he remembered you from the Brick tournament, like when you guys were 10 or 12 years old. Do you remember finding him when you were that young also?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, there's playing so young. We started so young. I mean, a lot of those guys, like, it was great to play with. You know, we're young and then come back here and then start here. And then now we look at ourselves and, you know, we all got kids now and still playing the game.
But, you know, a lot of the guys really had some complimentary things to say about you back in, thinking about 2010. What was special about that group? What do you remember most about that group?
I think it was just, you know, we have all kind of came in, you know, together at the time. And it was just the bond we had. Just things that go on in the room and, like, you just become a family and, you know, it's just, you never lose it, really. You know, it's, I can still go out there and crack a smile and or joke, and everyone smiles. Like, it's, it doesn't take us long to start laughing right away.
I feel that bond here with this group. I mean, is that where this club is at right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we've gone through it, and, you know, we're going in the right direction. You know, we still got work to do, but, you know, we're doing the right things here.
He said a number of times this year that he thinks you're playing the best hockey of your career. Do you agree with that assessment? Or?
My game's been good. You know, you always feel like you can do better. But, you know, I've been happy with my play. Been good.
Heading into the final road trip of the regular season, obviously the homestand, you were able to pick up all 12 possible points. How much fun is it for this group right now, seeing the end of the tunnel here and knowing what's lying ahead when 82 does come to conclusion?
It's, you know, I guess you haven't really thought about it, but, I mean, like, all the points we can get, it's, you know, a big thing. And, you know, our team is, you know, we've stuck together and we've done the right things. So that's a big curve, you know, for an organization that we've finally, like, committed as a team, and we've made our push, and, you know, clinching early is a nice thing.
Limiting the risk in your game, is that something you made a conscious effort to do this year, Dustin? Maybe a little bit more defense? You're still getting involved offensively, I know, but defense first approach, is that something that you worked on this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as risky, but the way we play, our team system just kind of falls into play with it. So kind of, you know, a pinch back a couple of years ago, maybe once I had the high guy to fill for me. But overall, it's good.